96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Hey, girl.
Well, Charlie Wilson seems to have it down pat, but how would you receive that if you're a single lady? Would you know the right thing to say or do if a man approached you with romantic intentions and you were interested? Or perhaps you're sabotaging your love life by not being prepared. Well, my guests are talking about this. They're talking about their experiences tonight. And, of course, we always have expert advice. Psychologist Dr. Roslyn Aker-Black. Dr. Roz is the founder of MarriageExposed.com. Eric Tyrone is an attorney. He's single, never married, no children, and he's not funny looking. Okay, imagine that. Tiffany Roberts, she is single, never married, no children, another good-looking young woman. Lines are open. I want to hear what you have to say about this. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Certainly, you're welcome to comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Thank you all for coming in. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Hey, Dr. Roz.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Okay. First things first. Let's start with Dr. Roz, because you want to get good advice about relationships from someone who has a good relationship. Don't take any advice from your girlfriends who, you know, having drama. Dr. Roz, you're married. Okay, we'll start with you. Briefly tell me, how did you meet your husband? Because apparently he was prepared and so were you.
Yeah, it's a funny story. It was a Friday afternoon, and I had just kind of moved to the area, probably been in the area maybe about a year or so. And I was in the mall looking for an outfit to go out that night.
Okay.
And you know how you walk by someone, and you know, you kind of smile, you know, and just keep it going. So that's what I did. I walked by, and then I went to the store that I was going into.
Mm-hmm.
As I came out the store, he was standing outside the store. He was like, "I don't mean to freak you out." Mm-hmm. He's like, "I just wanted to tell you you have the prettiest smile I've ever seen."
Which is true. That's a fact. We know that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And we exchanged numbers, and we have been together ever since.
It was on and popping.
On and popping.
Okay, now here's the thing. I mean, I know it's a really, really short story, but I think from a man's perspective, the best thing that he did was not to compliment you first, but to make you feel safe.
Yeah, yeah. He made me feel really secure. I mean, because I thought he was cute when I saw him. You know, you know how you do the glance, catch eyes and smile. And I was like, oh, he was nice, but he didn't approach me, so it is what it is.
Okay.
So I went on about my business, and then when I came out the store and I saw that he had waited, because I was in the store. I mean, come on, I'm a woman. I'm shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the store a good hour because I was trying on stuff. So the idea that he actually waited, I was like, okay, that's a little weird. Yeah. But then, you know, when he said, you know what, I don't mean to freak you out. I just think you have a really beautiful smile. It's the prettiest smile I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
So then he caught my little heart at that moment.
What mistakes do women make when men first approach them, however they may approach them? And I'm not talking about street harassment, but I'm just talking about those that do approach them in varying degrees of civility and politeness with romantic intentions. If she's interested, what are the mistakes that women make?
I think sometimes we make a judgment on first glance. So if a person's not really your type and you really haven't had the opportunity to get to know who they are and to see what they're about, to know about their personality, but maybe it's something like maybe they're too short, maybe they're too tall, and you make a judgment about a person who might be a great person for you, but you've made a judgment about this person before you've even gotten to know a person.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's probably you know, one thing to kind of look out for. And then I hear a lot of women say, well, I look at his shoes first. And if his shoes are a mess and da-da-da-da-da. You know, sometimes a brother just may have a bad day. You never know what the situation is. So I always try to tell people, you know, don't be so quick to make a judgment. Everybody deserves a chance. Now, once you've given them a chance and they've proven themselves to be something that's not for you, then it's okay to move on at that point. If you don't feel safe or if you, you know, I always tell women to follow their intuition, you know. And so if it's something where you don't feel comfortable with, then, of course, move on at that point.
Let me ask Tiffany, because, Tiffany, you said something before today's show, which, you know, which suggests, you know, something else. Since this is radio, you really can't see. You say you get approached by men almost every time you walk out of your house. My first question is, where do you live? We're not going to get into that. But the second thing is, I get it. Tiffany is gorgeous.
Thanks, Boo.
Okay. You know, she, you know, gorgeous, you know, pretty face, fit, flat stomach, just very pleasant to look at. So, yes.
Let you do my PR from
that. Yeah, I most certainly could. But you hear that mouth? There it is. It has started already. All right. I'm not messing with you, Tiffany. Honestly, what do you suppose is the situation? When a guy approaches you, and I'm not talking about every Tom, Dick, and Harry that's standing outside of your door waiting on you to come out.
Waiting in front of the liquor store.
That's right.
Hey, girl, let me holler.
No.
What happens when guys do approach you? I'm listening to what Dr. Roz says. Are you looking at their shoes? Are you prejudging? Do you listen? What happens?
I'm not one of the shoes girls, but I do know that girls do often say that. Mm-hmm. The main thing is the approach. Mm-hmm. It's really all about how they approach you. And, you know, if you come to me respectfully, I will respond back to you respectfully. Again, the A shorties, you know, those don't ever work on me. Mm-hmm. Some girls, they might. I can't speak for them. But as long as they approach me respectfully, and then there is also, I mean, a matter of physical preference, like you said. I don't really like short guys.
And you're not short. I mean, you're tall.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're shorter than me or my height and shorter, I do make that judgment call. Like, I can't talk to you. You're too short. Or like older guys, like significantly, like you could be my dad older. Mm-hmm. I generally don't give them the time of day either. But it's really all about the approach and then just kind of the mood that I'm in that day. Mm. Actually has a lot to do with it as well. Because if I'm just not in the mood and you see me on the street and it's like, excuse me, and it's like, I'm sorry. I just want to go to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. I'm not in the mood.
Well, Eric, how do you, you're single. You're not married. A lot of women would say, well, gosh, no children. He's not married. He's an attorney. Got a good job. Probably has great credit. He has all his teeth. I've seen them. But so what's wrong?
Important.
Yeah, that's very important. So, Eric, what's wrong with, well, how do you approach? How do you approach?
Very carefully.
Okay.
I think the idea is just to spark a conversation, just to break the ice. I feel like, you know, when me and, you know, my friends or brothers get around and you get to a point where you're actually trying to approach and meet a woman, I think it's more about let's just see if we can get through that first line of defense. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times there is a barrier that is put up that if she's not in the mood, oh, she'll let you know. It'll be real quick, fast, and in a hurry, regardless of whether you have, I mean, you know, I guess there are some guys that look so good, that have so much sewed together, that there are no barriers that cannot be broken. Mm-hmm. But for the rest of us, you know, we have got to, you know, just at least break the ice and get some type of communication going such that, you know, she at least feels that you're not a threat to hurt her or anything like that.
We're going to talk about those barriers, too, in just a bit, but I need to take a break. If you want to get in on this conversation, you can give us a phone call, because I certainly want to hear from the ladies tonight. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Do you know what to do when a man approaches you with romantic intentions? Are you sabotaging your love life? We'll be back in just a bit.
So nice, it would be so good. Come on and go with me.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are asking if you know the right thing to say or do if a man approaches you with romantic intentions and you are interested, or are you sabotaging your love life by not being prepared? My guests are psychologist Dr. Roz. She's the founder of MarriageExposed.com. Eric Tyrone, he's an attorney. He's single, never married. He owns his own law firm. He has no children, and he's looking. Tiffany Roberts, single. She's never married, no children. She's looking. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. TJ, calling from Washington, you say women have different agendas. What do you mean?
Well, the predominant role of the woman has changed so many times over different dispensations of time that women have to re-identify who they are and what they're looking for. And once they realize who they are and what they're looking for in a relationship, be it sexual or be it long-term or something temporary, they have to know what they want, and then they have to be prepared to present that to the man, because he has to figure out where she's coming from.
Yeah, but daggone, TJ, if you go to her talking like that, I probably wouldn't want to meet you either. I mean, we're just talking about meeting. I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, hey, my name is Harold, let's get married. I'm talking about, hey, how are you?
I'm talking about being prepared when you meet the person. You know, women give you vibes as to whether they're interested in a conversation, mm-hmm. or whether they're interested in a relationship, or whether they're interested in having you keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And they give you vibes for each and every different thing. And it's your responsibility to understand the vibe. And it's your responsibility to know, is she playing hard to get, or is she really interested in want me to just pursue it a little more?
Okay, so Dr. Roz, talk to me. Thank you, TJ. Talk to me about vibes.
Well, you know, chemistry is amazing, and some people have it and some people don't. And the idea, let me just give brothers a little word of advice. If she's playing hard to get, that means that she has someone else that's really fulfilling mm-hmm. whatever the need is. So she's just kind of keeping you on the back burner mm-hmm. just in case it doesn't work out with the person mm-hmm. that's fulfilling the need. So if she's playing hard to get, and if be honest and ask her, are you seeing someone else, or, you know, what's going on here? But in terms of vibes, I mean, you know, when you connect with someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe, you know, I've always said if a woman plays hard to get, she don't get got.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, so, Eric, how do you deal with this situation? I'm sure you've dealt with, you know, some women who have given you a vibe. And so how do you deal with vibes? Do you just keep it moving, or do you press the issue if you're really interested?
I think if you're really interested, you know, give it your best try, shoot your best jumper. Play it as well as you possibly can. Mm-hmm. Do your best thing. I feel like if you give your 100% into whatever you're going to do, you can at least wake up in the morning and feel like, hey, I did the best that I could. I approached her with the best that I've got, and so I can't feel bad about I can go to sleep with that.
Oh, there you go. Good. Shoot that jumper. Let's hope it's not an air ball, though. if you're on the phone, Vanessa, Mike, Myla, Dennis, we will be talking to you next. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More about doing the right thing when a guy approaches you with romantic intentions. It's all coming up next on Sirius XM Channel 141.